The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Bart Winkler Show, live from Milwaukee. Here's Bart Winkler.
It is The Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. On the Infinity Sports Network. Good to be with you here from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Population of 106,000 people. And as Roger Goodell noted at the beginning of the draft, there was probably more than that in the crowd. Certainly there was. I am very impressed with the job Green Bay has done thus far hosting the NFL draft, which, you know, around Wisconsin, I'm out of Milwaukee, been to Green Bay plenty of times, not just as a Packer guy, like a fan of the game, but also I sort of lived here for a little bit when I was, it's too much information, but I've been in Green Bay a lot. I was like dating my wife and she lived here when we were boyfriend and girlfriend. So I know Green Bay. I know what it's like. I know the town. And I know that the prospect of seeing what we saw last year in Detroit and slapping that in to Green Bay was like, yeah, Lambeau's cool. You know, there's a parking lot. But it still is in the middle of a neighborhood and there's like 14 hotels here. So where's everybody going to go? And I think like a lot of the state got involved. There's shuttles up and down to Milwaukee. There's different, you know, cities, Appleton, Wausau, you know, or wherever. There's places you can go and stay. You don't have to stay physically in Green Bay. Ride sharing exists. So there's that kind of stuff. But still, that's a lot of people to come to Green Bay. They've done 80,000 for game day. They do that all the time. They do that nine times a year. And so what's tripling or quadrupling that? Well, it worked. It looked very good. I think it came across well on TV. The other thing is it was electric outside. The draft started at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 here, Green Bay time. And I made sure to just soak it all in. I park typically where I park when I go to games. I walk the same sort of route. You know, right outside of Green Bay, to the north of Lambeau, there's homes. And a lot of those are making bank on Airbnb. To the west, they bought a lot of that property, and the Packers turned it into like a title town area. That's what they call it, with hotels and, you know, different restaurants and there's like a giant sledding hill that's cool in the winter and you can still play on it in the summer. There's a park and there's a football field and there's plenty to do. So you can certainly enjoy that. And then the other way to the south is more homes. And then to the east is just a row of like game day bars, which you might go to once a year, not on a game day, but on the game day, it's the place to be. And there's a lot of different ones and it's a really fun atmosphere. DJs playing outside, all that kind of stuff. Anything you would expect if you've ever been to a NFL game. It's It's that kind of atmosphere. And with the draft, it was a little bit different of a feel because there was the feeling of, how did we get this here? How are we pulling it off? And we'll probably never see this again. Now, as I mentioned, when you see something so successful on TV, you think, oh, well, we got to go back there. You know, when a WrestleMania goes to Las Vegas, they're already talking about, that's where they just were. They're talking about, we got to get back there in 3 to 5 years. It works so well. That's why you see the Super Bowl in Miami or New Orleans or, you know, same spots all the time. Because if it works, why mess with it? Why break it? But to go and explore a new city, see how it is, certainly should do that. And I think Detroit showed last year they earned the opportunity to host the draft again. But Green Bay is a little different. Green Bay, it's not the easiest place to get to compared to some of the other NFL cities. But there was that, hey, we might never see this again. The NFL draft is in Green Bay. This is a thing that, obviously, a long time ago, it was a nothing thing. You didn't even know it happened. It would happen before the championship game when it was the NFL before the merger some years. But when it became a thing, it was, okay, New York City, shining lights, all these stars. And then it started traveling. Okay, the big cities. But to have the draft in Green Bay is a remarkable thing, and so far so good. Now, it might rain a little bit at some point on Friday. Would suck, but, you know, it was like chilly where you need a coat but don't need a coat. If you have never been to Green Bay for a game, I would recommend that you do it. But also, I think that coming to the draft was a better way to experience it. Now, you didn't see a game, okay? But you know how NFL games go. Team scores a first down, we say, first down. You know, there's four quarters, there's TV timeouts, it's obnoxious. We know how a game goes. This was more of a celebration for anybody who came here. Lambeau Field was open. Some people watched the draft in there on the TV. And beforehand, you could just walk around, check it out, see the atrium. You could see all the other things that are a part of the area around. It was a really good way. And if you're in Wisconsin, if you're in driving distance from the stadium, as long as the weather's nice, or even still, and you don't have plans to come up, you saw it on TV tonight, I'd try to get here. It's pretty neat. Now, a lot of the credit goes to Mark Murphy, who is the team president, and his tenure in Green Bay is incredible. Now, this is a team, remember, that is fan-owned. But I don't know when this guy sleeps. They built all this other stuff around the stadium, trying to make the game day atmosphere as good as it can be. They've often talked about, we want to make sure that we're viable here forever. So they bought more properties, and tried to, you know, packerify the neighborhood, but have an ownership towards it, right? So they own some of the places around here. And then this thing was like his big dream. Mark Murphy, team president, his big dream to get this draft. He's only got 2 more months to be the president. They make you retire from the presidency at the age of 70, which is fill in the blank there. But they make you retire, so he is going to step down. So this is like his last hurrah. And I just thought it was great that he was able to have the moment where he got to announce the pick, and he certainly played to the crowd. A crowd, by the way, a Packer crowd, that has not seen them draft a first-round receiver since 2002. A crowd that really wanted them to draft a receiver, and a crowd that Mark Murphy was able to deliver this made-for-TV moment.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver of Texas.
I mean, the crowd alone, the cheers of Go Pack Go after that, it was just really cool that he got to have that moment because he's been a big architect, the architect, to get that here. So far, a rousing success hosting the draft in Green Bay. I'm sure there's this could have been better, that could have been better. But to be somebody who's walked these streets, to be in these neighborhoods, and to know that the entire NFL world is currently in Green Bay. I mean, they'll never hold a Super Bowl here, right? I don't even know what could come close to that. But this is certainly deserved for the Packers, for Mark Murphy, and for Green Bay. And they got a wide receiver. So, as a Packer fan, I'm pretty excited about that. Now, they didn't get the best wide receiver in the draft. That is Travis Hunter. And he also plays cornerback, as you know. He goes number two, but not to Cleveland. The Browns trade out that pick with Jacksonville. Travis Hunter standing by on Westwood One.
Thanks very much. Amber Theo Harris joined now by Travis Hunter, who was selected by the Jacksonville Jaguars with the number two pick in the 2025 NFL Draft. And Travis, what a dynamic player, a two-way player out of Colorado. Can we first start this off by just practicing your first? How many interviews have you had to do Duval just yet?
The recent one I didn't do Duval, but all of them.
They didn't ask you? Okay, I think we should do one together. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Ready? Duval. I didn't do it. I have to count?
No.
Okay,
you
lead it.
It's like Duval.
That's how you Duval.
You're almost there.
I'm working on it. Hey, it's exciting, especially to see a team trade up to get you like Jacksonville. First, though, tell me, I know your dad is here. I know your mom's here, your fiance. What was it like, especially having your father here under these circumstances?
It's super exciting, you know, to be able to see his first birth, you know, walk across the stage, and also my mom, you know, be able to see her first birth, walk across the stage, and also have my little brother and my cousin, so, you know, and my fiance, so, you know, having them, you know, be able to see me walk across the stage, I know it's really special for them.
It must have just felt complete, probably for the first time, not even at the Heisman Trophy, did it?
Yeah, it was definitely complete here.
Yeah, that's amazing. Deion Sanders, you know, you commit to Florida State. Deion Sanders says, you know what, come to Jackson State. You make that decision. At that time, that was a tough decision to make. Could you have ever known what it was going to do for your career?
No, but I had a feeling he was going, you know, he had the likes on him already, and I had a feeling he was going, you know, put me down the right path. So I believed in him, and look where I'm at.
Look where you're at. When you look back, though, is it pretty cool that you were able to, you along with him and Shador, resurrect two programs, Jackson State and also Colorado? Do you feel proud of that, the legacy that you guys have left behind?
Yeah, I'm proud of the legacy we have left behind, but they still have more to prove. We left a little room for them to keep improving, which yeah. I kind of wanted to be the only one to, you know, be at the top. But, you know, we had a fun time while I was there, and I met, you know, family members that I will never, you know, forget.
And now you have a chance to play under Liam Cohen, who resurrected the offense in Tampa, mm-hmm. And now he's head coach. And you look at numbers of the wide receivers there from guys like Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I mean, when you look at what he has done with other receivers, are you excited? And have you communicated with him? Were you surprised by Jacksonville?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. But yeah, last night, you know, I looked at a couple houses on Zillow in Jacksonville, and
You had a hunch?
Yeah. I had a feeling that it was that it was going to happen. But, yeah, I'm super excited, and I'm super excited to see what he's going to be able to do for us this year.
And I know ad nauseum you have answered the question about being a two-way player. Nobody's really successfully done it in the NFL. But when you look at the fact that you could be catching passes from Trevor Lawrence, and then also that pass defense for the Jaguars was second worst in the NFL. Do you feel like you can't just use me on offense because y'all need some help? Yeah. You need a defensive back as well.
Yeah, I'm in a great position right now, so I'm going to just go out there and work with the guys.
What is the number one thing that you think you bring to this offense that immediately will elevate that offense?
Competitive spirit. You know, I'm super competitive, and, you know, Brian Thomas, he's definitely super competitive, and Trevor Lawrence is definitely super competitive, and ETN is definitely super competitive. So I know I'm gonna bring in a competitive spirit, which, you know, you can't beat that. Once you're too competitive, you know, it's all of nothing.
You look at Brian Thomas Jr., he had a Rookie of the Year campaign last year. He made an immediate impact. How exciting is that? You guys are just 1 year apart in your drafts, and you're going to have a chance to grow together. Trevor Lawrence is only a couple of years out of the draft.
Yeah, it's super exciting, you know, be able to go out there and, you know, learn with him and also, you know, be a part of what his journey, his career. So it's definitely super exciting for me.
Shedeur Sanders is still on the board as of right now. What is a team getting in Shedeur?
They're going to get somebody, like you said, we resurrected.
Resurrected, you know, I got you. I'm here for you.
we did that in two programs, so, you know, they're going to get a winner. You know, he's super competitive, like I said, and he works super, super hard, and, you know, he's going to go and give them his all.
I never try to talk about outfits because this is radio, but I need people to, like, hear what I'm looking at. It's this hot pink blazer, black shirt underneath. Who dresses you? Who decides on what's happening here?
Me. I dress it myself. You know, I wanted to go a neutral color because I didn't know what team was going to pick me. But I had a
hot
feeling.
Hot pink, though.
Yeah, but I had to go hot pink because... Ain't no team hot pink.
You can
and
take
pink is also my favorite color. So
you can take the man away from Neon Dion, but you can't take the Neon Dion out of the man, right?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. Well, congratulations, Travis, on such a great draft process. Are you just excited to get, now that you know where you're going, no more questions about what you can do, now you get to do it.
Yes, I'm super excited, but I'm also trying to, you know, make it to Shedeur. So
yeah, you keep looking up at the screen.
That's why I keep looking at the screen.
Where do you think he would still fit? I mean, we got Indy, Atlanta, Arizona coming up. Do you have any hunch of where he might want to be?
No, but if the Jacksonville Jaguars, no, I'm just
okay.
playing.
I know you would love to catch passes from him.
Yeah, but we also got a great quarterback, so.
I'm looking what's still coming up here. I mean,
the next
big one, you know, we got a little while to go. Pittsburgh is coming up at number 21 eventually. They need a quarterback. So Seattle will need a quarterback at 18. So let's see what happens here.
Yeah, somebody got to get my boy.
All right, I love that you keep watching the screen. You really love him. He's your brother, isn't he?
Yes.
Travis Hunter, congratulations. Enjoy every moment of the night and try to let it soak in.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's Travis Hunter, selected number 2 by the Jacksonville Jaguars with Westwood One's coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft. I'm Amber Theo Harris.
And Amber, thanks again. Yeah, interesting stuff there, especially the Shedeur combo. I mean, they have been a combo, whether it was at Jackson State or Colorado. Getting their numbers retired the other day, and now one of them is in the draft, and the other is yet to be drafted. Now, we're going to go into Friday night. Shedeur Harris is still on the board. There's only been one quarterback drafted in the second round in the last 3 years combined. That was Will Levis back in 2023. Because quarterbacks, if they fall, they usually get taken around the third or fourth. And then if quarterbacks are desired, teams trade up as the Giants did so that then they can have a quarterback and have another year of control. They have a fifth-year option on him. So there was not one team that thought enough to make a trade to try to get in to the first round to get Shedeur Sanders. Pretty interesting stuff. Official attendance in Green Bay, 205,000 tonight. Detroit, I know Detroit, you had 7,000 over the weekend. Relax. This was a big undertaking, and it looked great on TV, and it felt great being a part of it. I am at the NFL Draft in Green Bay with you for another 40 minutes before Pat Boyle here on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll come back at some of your thoughts on this. We'll also hear from Abdul Carter, the newest Giant, teammates with Jackson Dart. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They getting somebody who wants to win. I'm excited for opportunity. Shout out to Miss Amy, you know, the GM, for, you know, making the right decision, getting me. But, you know, I'm excited. You know, I know they're thrilled as well. But, you know, I'm just happy, you know, to be somewhere where I want it. And I'll make sure, you know, that my teammates get everything out of me.
The Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network continues. Let's get back to the show.
Cam Ward, he goes number one to the Tennessee Titans. Excited to be in Tennessee. He's known that for a long while. Travis Hunter, who you just heard from, seems like he had an idea that he would be going to Jacksonville. The trade between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Cleveland Browns had been talked about for a while. And the reporting was that Jacksonville didn't want to make it official until they knew for sure that Cam Ward was going to go off the board. Even though we all knew he was going to go off the board at one, you still just want to make sure before, you know, you make a massive trade. Because if you're trading up for Travis Hunter and then you're trading a first-round pick next year also for Travis Hunter and then he gets selected by another team, well, then what are you doing? Then you traded up and traded a first-round pick for a guy who you weren't ready to do that for. So, interesting there. Abdul Carter goes three. We'll hear from him yet this hour. Will Campbell, LSU lineman, goes four. Mason Graham, then, is who the Browns take at five. Ashton Jeanty, number six. Thought it was interesting that the Bears went with Colston Loveland at tight end instead of Tyler Warren, who went to the Colts at 14. That could be something talked about. The Buccaneers, Emeka Ibuka, a wide receiver. They've got Jalen McMillan from a year ago. They've got Mike Evans. They've got Chris Godwin, who was hurt last year, but he did re-sign a pretty heavy deal. That was certainly eye-opening. Omarion Hampton, running back, Jonathan Taylor-like, goes to the Chargers. It was a good back and a good fit. Najee Harris, probably not thrilled. Matthew Golden, as you heard, to the Packers. The Giants trade up for Jackson Dart, and the Eagles were at 32, and they trade up to 31. They wanted to make sure nobody else traded with the Chiefs to get Jihad Campbell, linebacker, out of Alabama. Phone number to reach us now and throughout the night, 888-710-4476. Let's get out to Mark in California. Talk to me, Mark.
What's going on? First, let's talk about, you know.
Hey, buddy.
Congrats on adding another wide receiver to your six wide receivers you already have in your wide receiver room.
Well, the problem there is none of them are good. So, I mean, none of them are that good. They need to get one that's good.
Yeah, and I mean, listen. I mean, Golden was number two on my board. Obviously, you guys weren't going to get Luther Burden, who would have never fell that low. And Ibuka's nice, but I mean, the thing is the reason why they go with him is because both of their wide receivers, and Godwin and Evans, they're just old. So obviously, you're going to replace them and build for the future. Ashton Jeanty going to the Raiders makes no sense at all. They have no offensive line. I mean, unless, you know, they're going to adjust it in day two, which they very well could. Plus, he's getting paid just as much money as Saquon Barkley, and he's never taken a snap. So, come on. I mean, when the Giants needed a a running back when they went with Barkley. Like, we desperately needed one. And we had a decent offensive line at that time. Not really, but... But yeah, I mean, I was all over the Loveland pick. I could not believe they went Loveland over Tyler Warren. It makes no sense to me. But
yeah, they're justifying it by saying coaching and fit and scheme. But yeah, well, that was interesting.
He has very similar traits to Sam LaPorta. Like, you look up their like numbers and like just the built physically, they look exactly the same. So obviously Ben Johnson did wonders with Sam LaPorta. So hopefully that's going to kind of work out. Now, this Jackson Dart move for the Giants, me being a Giants fan, of course, is kind of interesting. I wasn't really a huge Jackson Dart fan. I think the Giants saw him when he played against Duke and was like, oh, this kid's so good. To me, I think his ceiling is like Bo Nix. And we could argue that Bo Nix is probably the best quarterback outside of Jaden Daniels in that draft last year. Right? I mean, he's played phenomenal. So
outside of who?
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, I thought you said Jaden Danning.
No. Jaden Daniels. And we
I didn't know what the hell you said. I didn't know what the
running back, yeah, man. Yeah, no. Yeah. But yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm sold on a pick. Abdul Carter, to me, I had him number one. So the fact that we got, in my opinion, the best player in the entire draft is crazy. Now, here's what's going to piss me off. If spring training comes around and he's like, oh, you know what, my ankle hurts, I'm going to be like, what the heck, dude? Because, like, how can you take a guy and his medical
health? No, I think they've done due diligence. All right, so you're happy with the draft as a Giants guy?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I mean, round two, listen, I'm going to tell you where Shador is going to go because everyone's freaking out about where he's going to go. If he gets past Cleveland with those two picks, he got the Saints at 40. If he gets past 40, he's going to the New York Jets. He's going to be a Jet. Jets are not going to pass the ball.
Okay. All right.
You know, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Mark, I got to let you go. Thanks for the call, buddy. Call me tomorrow. Mark, California. Browns have the first pick in the second round, number 33. Then the Texans at 34. So they're not taking him. The Titans obviously are not taking him. Browns at 36, if the Browns didn't take him at 34. Now, if the Browns don't take him at 33, rather, does somebody try to trade with Tennessee or Houston to then jump the Browns? But if they wanted to jump the Browns, they would have jumped the Browns today. Because the Browns are the first pick in the second round, which is a valuable pick. That's a valuable pick. The Browns get all day to field trade offers, just like everybody had all 4 months. Well, now we've seen how things play out. And now we got teams that are like, oh, that guy's still there? Maybe I want him. Oh, that guy's still there? Ooh, what do I do here? So it's interesting. There could be some shakeups, some moves at the top. Shador, okay, so if he's still not a Brown, then the Raiders could take him. For a while, he was mocked to the Raiders at 6. And then, of course, they got Geno Smith. Patriots, no. Bears, no. Saints could take him at 40. Mark says Jets at 42. I mean, if he's still available. The Rams at 46. The Dolphins at 48. It could either be right off the top he's taken, or we're going to have an embarrassing day for Shador Sanders, who is not in Green Bay, and I can't imagine he regrets the decision to not come here. Jay is in Cleveland, 888-710-4ISN. Let's talk to Jay. What do you think?
Hey, Bart, how you doing tonight? Great show.
Good. Yeah, thanks, man. What are you thinking about Shador? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so I'm glad the Browns didn't pick him. But you kind of stole my thunder there because I was going to say that he possibly would have the best career with Las Vegas, especially since him not going in the first round takes the pressure off of him. And he doesn't really have to start this year. So being behind Geno Smith and being with Pete Carroll would be the greatest thing for him.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen, appreciate the call. I think what's going to happen, thanks, Jay. I Shedeur Sanders, so we've thought for a long time he was going to be drafted one or two. And don't say that we didn't. We did. We, the collective we. Maybe you personally didn't. Good. You were right. But we thought he was going to be a top pick. We at least thought he would be a first round pick. We didn't think this. So Shedeur, who, you know, there's so many things regarding Shedeur Sanders that are they fair, are they not fair? I don't know. What I know is, as a football player, there's some things that he does really well, and there's some things that you would like him to work on. Okay? Guess what? I just described everybody. The thing that I have noticed is he does some things on the field, makes some plays on the field, extends plays, and creates opportunities that you would love to coach any number of these current quarterbacks to be able to do it like how Shedeur does it. He already has that ability. He already has that talent. So there's a lot that you don't have to coach with him. You might have to help make him better in different areas, but there's a lot that you don't have to coach with him. And I think that's worth a first-round grade. I also think that when you're somebody who needs a quarterback and you pick high enough in the draft, you take a quarterback. Now, the Titans did that, but the Giants didn't. The Browns didn't. The Steelers, for them to not have a second-round pick, they're out of it. Unless he falls to the third, could you imagine? And then they pass on him again. Would be absolutely bonkers. Absolutely nuts. But now Shedeur, who has played with his dad at Jackson State, moved to Colorado, played with his dad there, will be coached by somebody other than his dad, which he's not the first guy to, like, have to be coached by a new person that's not their dad. Now, he did it in college rather than, you know, just high school and then going to college and doing something different, but he's not the first guy that, oh, I have a new coach that's not my dad. He's not the first guy. Now, the dad being Deion Sanders is different. I think there's a lot of teams that think, well, if we're going to hear from Deion if he's not playing enough, or we're going to hear from Deion. That's why I thought Pittsburgh was a good solution, because Deion's not going to be undercutting Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's safe, secure in his job, whether Pittsburgh likes that or not. He's not going to be undercutting Mike Tomlin. And so I don't know how much that played into it, but now you have a guy who, had he gotten drafted, let's say, by three, by the Giants at three, he comes in and he's the man. It's just a matter of time. You were drafted three. Russell Wilson's here. Who cares? You're the man. You're in New York City. You have expectations. We spent a high pick on you. We want you to play. Even if it was Cleveland, even if it was the Saints. Now he's going to come in a situation where he wasn't expecting to come in as adversity, chip on his shoulder. He's been humbled. I would argue this is one of the more humbling experiences that anyone could possibly have in all of sports, maybe even life. To have all of this attention on you, to have draft advertisements feature you, to be the focal point of so many conversations leading up to the draft, to have not been taken in round one. It's stunning. It's stunning. For a while, it'd be a surprise if he wasn't two. And then it'd be a surprise if he wasn't nine. And then it'd be a surprise if he wasn't 21. He was not taken. Nobody took him. Nobody traded up to go get him. And it's not like, oh, well, that just wasn't a thing that happened this year. No, one of the teams that we thought you could go to passed on you twice, including trading up to get another guy that wasn't you. It just does not get more humbling. It can't. than that. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We will hear from Abdul Carter before we wrap up, and then Pat Boyle will take you and get your reactions through the late night hours. Again, 888-710-4ISN. This is The Bart Winkler Show, and this is an update from Marco Belletti.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
It's the Bart Winkler Show. Thanks for being with us on this truncated version, although you got your fill of me tonight. And if you didn't, if you had the TV on, if you were checking out some of the affiliate coverage, team-specific, well, we have that all available for you in podcast form with the Odyssey app. Also, JR and I on YouTube tonight during the first round. So during the entirety of the first round, we were on YouTube. He's in Atlanta, where he's based out of, and I am in Green Bay for the draft. Got to walk around quite a bit. Lambeau Field and the surrounding area, and I think they nailed it, broadcasting here at the Radio Row as the draft is going on, and what an incredible night that it was. Now, going number one was Cam Ward. Going number two was Travis Hunter. Going number three was Abdul Carter, who is with Amber Theo Harris of Westwood One.
Thanks very much. Amber Theo Harris joined now by Abdul Carter, who was selected by the New York Giants with the number three pick in the 2025 NFL Draft out of Penn State. Congratulations, Abdul, being the number three overall pick. I mean, what a dream come true. Describe that moment when you realized you were on the stage and there's the commissioner.
It was definitely surreal, something I dreamed of as a kid. Fun fact, I actually had a dream when I was 12, 13 years old. I got drafted to the Giants, so it's actually me living out my dream. So
no way.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Did you ever tell anybody about that dream?
I told Coach Daboll, but it's pretty hard to believe, but it's actually true. So I'm just thankful to be here and celebrate this moment with my family.
So your interaction with Coach Brian Daboll, I mean, what was your first impressions of him?
Yeah, we had breakfast in State College. He came up to see me. Just getting to know each other, as people, as men. And obviously we're going to get to know each other more now that I'm a Giant. I just can't wait to get started.
Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. You come from a big family, five siblings, mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is here tonight with you? I think I saw your dad. Was it your dad, yeah. Christopher, that hugged you first?
Yes, sir.
What has he meant in your life?
Yeah, I wouldn't be here without him. Just all the things, all the sacrifices he made for me, real thankful for him. My mom, I wouldn't be here without him. Yeah.
And the siblings, where are you in the birth order?
Second youngest.
Youngest.
My little sister, the youngest, I'm second after her.
Are you the best athlete in the family?
Yeah, but I definitely got a lot of it from my mom, for sure. My dad played football, so, yeah, they looked out for me.
When you look at what the Giants' legacy is as far as pass rushers in their history, I mean, you are following the footsteps of guys like Lawrence Taylor and Michael Strahan. I mean, how many of those guys will you reach out to, and do you understand the gravity kind of that legacy?
Yeah, just knowing how dominant those guys were, I love to meet Lawrence Taylor, have a conversation with them, all those guys. I want to bring that dominance back to New York.
By the way, I don't know if you saw the news that the Giants just picked up the fifth-year option of Kayvon Thibodeau, so that means Another pass rusher there as well, Brian Burns, yourself. Yes, I mean, sir. What kind of defense could we have in New York?
It's going to create havoc. That's what we're going to do.
Are you a strategic thinker? I heard that you play chess.
For sure. I can have my moments, for sure.
You play chess?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, who first taught you how to play chess, and how has that helped you try to see things a couple steps ahead on the football field?
Yeah, my dad taught me how to play, and football and chess are pretty similar, obviously. Football is more athletic-wise, but just the planning, knowing ahead, knowing what your opponent is trying to do, stopping them, planning ahead is real similar.
And playing edge at Penn State, who helped you really grow into that position the most?
Oh, yeah, I had to get out to my D-line coach, Coach Deion Barnes. He took me under his wing my first year being with him. I feel like once I started to trust him during the season is where I just really took off.
Playing in the NFC East is no joke. I mean, that is a division that now has the Super Bowl champs in the Eagles. We saw what Jaden Daniels did for the Commanders last year and that new coaching regime, and you can never count Dallas out. What are you bringing to the Giants that makes you believe that you can immediately elevate that team in the division?
Yeah, I'm bringing everything, just my enthusiasm, my excitement, my explosive big play ability. I just want to get to know my teammates, get to know those guys, get to work with them, and just create havoc. And I feel like it's a Giants' turn.
What puts you in the best position to do what you need to do to get after the passer? What scheme? Where do you feel the most comfortable?
I like when a crowd roaring, quarterback can't hear the cadence, his offense can't hear him. We get our best get-off, best pass rush, just create that big explosive play.
Can we please talk about your bling? I just said, now that NIL money is involved with draft picks, it's unbelievable. First of all, what is written on your pendant of your necklace? And I say pendant, it's not something a penny size. It's about the size of a Hershey's chocolate bar.
Yes, man. Yeah, just incredible. My nickname, my dad gave it to me in high school, kind of stuck with me, just doing everything at the highest level. At the most incredible level.
Well, Abdul, from Penn State to the New York Giants, what an exciting transition. Thank Cannot you, wait to see you out there this fall. Enjoy every moment of this draft.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Abdul Carter, selected number 3 by the New York Giants with Westwood One's coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft. I'm Amber Theo Harris.
And thanks again, Amber. Great stuff. The 32 names have been selected for night one. So what happens in night two? Looking at Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network and his best available, Nick Imenwori out of South Carolina, safety. He ranked him 15th overall. You saw some of these guys in the secondary maybe not get taken where we thought they would. I don't know about guys sliding or guys being taken higher than they should have been. There's a little bit of that, I suppose. But it wasn't too extreme for the most part, because a lot of these guys that got taken at 11, you know, the gap between them and the guys being taken at 31, I don't know that they were that vast. I'd love to know what some of these teams had as far as grades on them. Kenneth Grant at 13 to the Dolphins, defensive tackle out of Michigan. You think, okay, well, there's other guys also that could have gone there, but the Dolphins liked him. They do all their work. They figure that he's the guy. Mike Green was a guy that maybe we thought could go edge guy out of Marshall, had not gone yet. So he is still available. Jeremiah ranked him 21st overall. Will Johnson, Michigan cornerback. You've seen guys get taken when they've been hurt. They'll get drafted the next year. It seemed like the injury concern was almost, because there was a knee injury last year, it seems like teams were almost figuring that out or realizing that tonight. And then he was sliding. He was supposed to, and that's a relative term, but based on all the mock drafts, he was supposed to be taken tonight, did not go. Shedeur Sanders, obviously, have talked about him. Albert Breer with Poe saying, this is going to be painted as a slide. It's not. Most teams just don't see him as a first-rounder. A lot of people don't want to hear it, but it is what it is. Doesn't mean he can't succeed. He still can. He just wasn't seen as a first rounder. Another tight end could go. Mason Taylor out of LSU could start to see some running backs. Travion Henderson expected to go in the early stages of the second round. That's probably where he'll end up. Quinshon Judkins as well. Luther Burden, the third, could have been a wide receiver target. Actually thought that the Packers may be in on him, but they went with Matthew Golden there at pick number 23. So, team's going to be happy. Fans going to be happy. Fans going to be upset. Fans going to be wondering what happened. I think the biggest story is Shedeur Sanders. I think a big story, though, is that Jacksonville traded up to get Travis Hunter. The Browns were comfortable not drafting him, and they got a first-round pick next year out of this. That's big. And the second-round pick, though, so they've got two to start the proceedings. When you turn on the draft tomorrow, the Browns are on the clock twice in the first four picks. I think that shows the direction of where they're going. Thanks to Andrew Scarpacci, Marco Belletti, Amber Theo Harris with the interviews. It's been a fun time in Green Bay. Back normal time, normal place tomorrow. Stick around for Pat Boyle. He'll have a lot to say on this, you can bet. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.